From the river to the sea. That phrase has been condemned by the U.S. Congress as hate speech somehow. Hate speech, right. Now, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, I think is the way that goes, is simply a cry for freedom from the violent immigrant occupiers that are the Israelis, who came to Palestine in, I believe, 1948 during the Nakba, and violently began murdering people, stealing their land, taking over, and then enslaving the local populations of Palestinians. And then when the Palestinians say, hey, we don't want to be murdered, bombed to death, we don't want to be imprisoned without charge, we don't want to be raped and pillaged and looted, we want to be free, the United States Congress says, that's hate speech and that's not allowed, and you know what's coming next. They're going to start censoring websites that publish anything that is opposed to Israeli occupation of Palestine. That's what this is all about, to designate that to be hate speech. Now, what else is interesting is that that phrase, from the river to the sea, did not even originate with the Palestinians. It originated with the far-right Likud party in Israel, and they want to dominate everything from the river to the sea. And I believe that's the River Jordan and then, of course, the Mediterranean Sea. So it's the plan for Greater Israel, where the Zionists, who are ethnic supremacists, they want to take over the entire region. They want to kill all Muslims, but also Christians. There are plenty of Christians in Gaza who have been killed, who have been bombed. There's even Christian churches and, you know, Christian-oriented or Catholic-oriented hospitals that have been bombed and destroyed, because that's what Zionists do. So isn't it interesting that the United States Congress will not condemn the mass bombing of women and children? There are over 15,000 children have been murdered in Gaza by Israel, and 35,000 plus civilians have been killed. That's what we know about so far. It's probably closer to 50,000. The U.S. Congress will not condemn Israel for murdering 35,000 plus civilians in something that really resembles the Holocaust of World War II, although not on as large of a scale, but in terms of its evil, its insidiousness, it is very much Holocaust-like. But the Congress will not condemn that. They will condemn those who are calling for freedom. So if you ever wondered, what is the United States Congress capable of? Because it is a treasonous body of traitors against the United States Constitution. After all, they just voted for FISA spying powers, warrantless spying, total violation of the Fourth Amendment. What will they do when you start chanting, God bless America? They will call it hate speech. They will say you're engaged in hate speech, you're an insurrectionist, and you need to be thrown in jail. But now when an Israeli says, from the river to the sea, somehow that's not hate speech. That's somehow their right to commit genocide, ethnic cleansing, to loot and steal everything, and to displace people who are native to the region. Israel will never be condemned for its violent actions or its hate speech. But then when somebody else, someone from Palestine, says the same thing, suddenly that's hate speech. So this is known as the rules-based order of the West, which means they only apply the rules however they want them to apply. Rules are not universal. There are no principles that apply across the board. It's just them weaponizing rules or weaponizing speech or weaponizing the law to support Zionism and globalism and to destroy America, to destroy the people of the Middle East, to destroy our economy, to destroy our farms. That's what this is. These are treasonous actors in the United States Congress, although there are exceptions like Representative Massey, who did not go along with this. And, you know, there are good people like Senator Rand Paul and so on. And I think Jim Jordan in Congress overall is a good representative, although I don't know how he even voted on this one. He might have voted for it. Who knows? AIPAC has a lot of influence across the Congress. But guess who voted against it? Well, it's the Democrats who are pro-Palestine. They voted against it, you know, the squad members and so on. Those individuals tend to hate America, by the way. And so they're voting against it for a very different reason than why I oppose it. I oppose it because I think free speech is near absolute. And as long as you're not calling for direct violence, it's not like they're saying, everybody go out and murder a Jew or some crazy thing like that. No, they're saying from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That just means that they want to be free as their people on their land that their grandfathers and great-grandfathers and grandmothers lived on. They just want their land back. They're not calling for violence. So how can that be considered hate speech, right? The greatest threat to your free speech right now is the Israeli lobby. And that's AIPAC, A-I-P-A-C. I think I got the name wrong the other day. I think it's the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. I think that's what it is. It's not the Arab-Israeli political, but maybe that would be a better name. But AIPAC gets money from Israel, a little slice of the money that Israel gets from America. They launder that money. They turn back around and then bribe members of Congress and the Senate and governors with AIPAC money. And then that's how they wrap up everybody into supporting Israel no matter what. Even if Israel's committing genocide, which it is, they will support it. It just tells you something really critical. With very few exceptions, there are almost no members of the United States Congress that have principles. They don't abide by really any principles whatsoever. They are bought off. They are prostitutes. And you've known this in terms of corporate donations over the years, but you may not have realized how much Israel controls the United States Congress and how easily members of Congress can be bought off by Israeli money, which is really U.S. money sent to Israel as foreign aid. So it's a racket. It's completely dishonest, entirely fraudulent, and treasonous. And it's a violation of the U.S. Constitution. To say that from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, that is a constitutionally protected utterance that, you know, First Amendment all the way does not call for violence. It does not advocate violence against anyone. It's just saying we want to be free. But if they can condemn that, who knows what else they could condemn? Scripture, for example. If you start citing the Bible, well, in some European countries, it's already a crime. Soon, it'll probably be a crime in the United States. And you'll be forced to bow down to both Zionism and transgenderism. And those two nefarious, dark, destructive philosophies have a lot in common, by the way. But if you say anything against transgenderism, that'll be deemed hate speech. Or anything that's critical of Israel, also hate speech. And you might ask, well, how can they do this? Doesn't the First Amendment protect our speech? Well, we have a Congress that has abandoned the Constitution in every way imaginable. They've abandoned it. They do not abide by the U.S. Constitution or the rule of law. Like I said, they're bought off, prostitutes for Israel, prostitutes for Big Pharma and the vaccine industry, and prostitutes for the military-industrial complex. They make money. Members of Congress make money as long as they keep those interests in power, Zionism, the MIC, and Big Pharma. Now, for those who argue that, oh, well, the river, from the river to the sea, in the minds of the Palestinian people, it means to kill all the Israeli people. That's the accusation. That's what they're thinking when they say that. I say, well, wait a second. You can read people's minds now? Are you criminalizing thought crimes? Because they didn't say run around and kill all Israelis. They said from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And now you're assigning to that what you think is their mental state, which is an assumption. You can't know what they're thinking. And even if you could, you can't legislate the criminality of thoughts. And if you think you can, well, guess what? Tables can be turned. You know, one day they can criminalize something that they say that you're thinking when you say something. Like maybe you come out one day and you say something like, I like snow cones or whatever. I like banana splits. We're on the ice cream desserts topic here. And then somebody says, well, when you say banana splits, What you actually mean is, you know, so and so and so. And therefore, we're going to say that you're engaged in hate speech because you don't mean banana splits. You mean this other horrible thing. Maybe it's like, when you say banana splits, what you mean is you want to murder everybody with freckles or something crazy like that. You freckle hater. You want to commit freckle genocide. Yeah, we know. So we're going to outlaw you saying you like banana splits. So this is where it can go into all kinds of crazy territory. I do not stand in favor of violence. I stand for de-escalation of violence. I believe that all human beings have the right to live. I believe in human dignity. And I believe that it's universal. I think that both Israelis and Palestinians deserve to live in peace. And that the lives of Israelis and Palestinians all have value. And yet what I'm finding is that, you know, I live in a world surrounded by genocidal lunatics who don't think that Palestinians have the right to live. And they are basically legislating the mass murder of Palestinians. I do not accept that. I reject it. I believe in freedom of speech, and I believe in life. I am pro-life all the way, including the lives of the Palestinian people. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Check me out at brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm gonna give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill, and that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down, and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough. But there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip
of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so, as you can see, the magwell. You know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their GripChop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. Here it is. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these grip chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel. Incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with, and then we've got some other really amazing. That's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like brighteon.ai or brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. Now, look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discrete, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brighttown.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system, and it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighttown.com. Take care.